Good afternoon, Medford.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Well,
Aaron
first
came
of all,
in to the station late.
Well, no, I did not. I came in on time. First of all, actually, don't even have any words.
Do you want to share what's
going on?
You
know what? Wait, no. I want to know what the theme is for today before I move on.
Yeah,
because
I'm actually really excited about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no. Then I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I'll talk about it, like, later on.
Okay, we'll talk about it in the break. There's no, like theme for today, I guess. That song that you just heard is Scaredy's World, and it's a new release by Lamelda and More...
Yo.
More A's? E's? I don't know. Anyway, so good. Lamelda, Hannah Sun... That song's so good.
Okay.
But yeah, so today's theme is not like all one theme, but I've been feeling really grateful for how many of my friends are incredibly talented musicians. And so I have some songs I want to share. I'm literally texting my friend right now because I actually don't think I told her that I was going to play her song.
Whoa, call in.
I'm going to tell her to call in.
Whoa, call in.
But basically, I have this friend.
I love friends.
And her name is Sloan. Her name is Sloan Irving.
Ooh.
And we met in, like, after high school, a little bit after high school, we're from the same hometown. And When I tell you this woman is the most talented woman ever, I mean it. And she just released her first EP. It's called Rain on This Parade. It came out on Monday. And I hope she's listening right now. She's on the she's on the West Coast. She's in California. And I think that this EP is just like so, so beautiful. Incredibly gifted songwriter. There's a little folk song on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, all I have to say about it is good things. So I kind of just want to play my favorite song from the EP. It's a song called Wish I Knew Myself. And I think it speaks to not only Sloane's musical talent, but her just incredible emotional intelligence too. She's smart and kind and, just making the best music.
Oh, okay.
So the song is Wish I Knew Myself. I'm probably going to play another song, by her at one point. And that one is called Rain on My Parade.
Ooh.
I'll jump in whenever that happens. But yeah, okay, so this is Wish I Knew Myself by Sloane Irving.
Woo!
that was Lonely by Waveform, another small town band that is now doing real well, and that's a new release from like the last month.
Lonely.
Yeah. Okay, you guys. This next song is by a lovely artist named Matilda Marigolds.
Wow.
And she is a friend of mine and an angel on earth. She is a student at Berkeley, incredibly talented musician. She's a drummer and a singer.
I love that.
She has an EP out right now called Union.
Let's go.
Which is so freaking good. It is so good. I'm probably going to play some songs off Union too. I'll shout in when I play those.
Please do.
Because I think that EP is just chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But this is her most recent release. It's called Jesus Christ. And I'm here to spread the word of Jesus across Massachusetts.
Facts.
If it is Matilda Marigold's Jesus
Facts.
Christ. This song, when I tell you, right now on my Spotify, I open my Spotify app, it's Jesus Christ by Matilda Marigolds, the TMG podcast, and Brown Noise.
What's the TMG podcast?
Tiny Meat Gang.
What?
Oh my God.
Context.
It's so sorry. Well, because I'm exposing myself because it's such a straight man thing to listen to. It's like just two white comedian dudes. Actually, Noel. Anyway, I'm not gonna get into it. Love TMG. Anyway, my point is that this song has been on repeat. I encourage everyone to listen with all of their with open ears and all of their might, because it is such a beautifully produced and structured song, and the lyric, oh my God, I just see
it. Play it, just rambling.
This is Jesus Christ by Matilda Marigolds.
Is this how it goes? You give me a cold, so I stay sick at home and overthink about you. I have grown too much to repeat all the stuff, and still I can't get enough. I've been changing, I swore that I'd stop looking back from the ocean to the shore. And basing all my ways off the ones I love.
best sleep I've ever had. You're the best night's sleep I've ever had.
Pretending I'm older, worse, or people stay away. Lately, I've been coming on too strong to men I've never seen before and won't see me for long. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. Carpet's got crop circles these days. All these words of mine I've said before, I'm running out of things to say, silence I can't endure. Every time I think I'm done, but yet another crop of memories it springs up in my head. And I don't think I've changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles. Changed. No, and I'm too scared to stay the same. So my carpet's got crop circles. My carpet's got crop circles these days.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, just kidding. Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. Oh, this is so scary.
We've never done before.
Oh my god, cool. This is so freaking cool.
This is so exciting. We have Matilda Marigolds on WMFO with us. I hope that everyone can hear you, because I can hear you.
Okay, I mean, I hope everyone can hear me too.
I know. We'll see in a second. We'll get some feedback in a second, but Dude, so if everyone, for people that don't know, we just played Matilda's song, Jesus Christ, her most recent release. Woo! You want to tell us a little bit about the song?
Oh my god. Man, this song is like... Also, wait, first of all, thank y'all so much. Like, seriously. Thank you.
Yes.
First radio play. Crazy for my brain. So grateful. Jesus Christ, man. This song, I wrote this song like when I first started off at Berkeley. I was feeling real lost. Didn't really have a sense of direction, and I was very just like, what am I doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's up? Transitions are really hard. They've always been something that's really hard for me, and moving cities and uprooting my entire life and, you know, starting that was really hard.
Yeah.
And then I like... also was like figuring out like how I defined love and like what that meant to me and like what kind of attributes and traits were important to me in myself and by that extension in the people that I chose to be close to in my life. And so I think it's just kind of funny because I ended up like falling in love like shortly after I wrote this song. I fell real hard, and he like really is a god boy, and I'm not religious at all. So I just thought it was kind of funny, like predetermined my my relationship, which was funny.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, so I don't know, this song can really just take so many shapes and forms, and every time I play it, means something new to me, which is really
beautiful. The best art always does that. It doesn't get old with time. It'll like continuously mean something different. I mean, I think that this song, I don't know if this was intentional at all, but the like image I get in my head listening to that song is just the big billboards when you're driving through like the Midwest, and it's like, call this number to hear that Jesus loves you. Which is like,
that's so true.
Exactly what I was picturing. But man, you just like knocked out of the park with this one.
For real. The drums went crazy. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That truly. Is one of my favorite people on the planet put drums on that song. So
yeah, wait, tell us about your do you have a band? Are you with the production of this song?
So, this song kind of started off very as most of my music does, it's like kind of just like let happen what needs to happen, you know, like I don't know if I really had a plan for it in the beginning. But I wrote the song at the beginning of last year, and I started, you know, workshopping it with the guys in my band, and my friend Maxwell Schmidt played bass on the
Maxwell
song.
Smith?
Yeah, Maxwell Schmidt.
Oh.
And he... yeah, he wrote the original bass line that comes in at the beginning of the song that's like, bam, 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 like that whole joint. And then my drummer and one of my best friends, Cameron Thistle, wrote the drum part like while we were in rehearsal and stuff. And the way that this song is played live, I'm slowly trying to bridge the gap between the produced version that is now into the world and also the way that I play it live. But originally, it was really different. So I knew that I wanted to do something really special with this song, and I knew that it had a life that was a lot bigger than mine. And I just kind of was like, oh, okay, like, I'm just going to think about, like, yeah, I'm in the car with my dad right now, and he can hear everything. Dad, do you want to say hi to the radio? He goes, it's okay. You go for it, honey. But, yeah, so I knew that this song really needed something crazy and special, and so I sent the tracks, like, I demoed it out in my dorm. I sent the tracks off to one of my best family friends. His name is Jasper Harris, and he is in a band called Porters of Change. And we've produced a couple of my songs together before, but I just, like, in my brain was like, I know who would know exactly what to do.
Yeah,
with
facts.
So I sent those tracks off, and then it took almost a year for us to get our shit together.
Oh my gosh. Well, honestly, valid. It's okay. It's here now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not mad at it. It just, you know, good things take time.
Totally. For real.
I'm not in any rush, but it did mean that I got to work on a bunch of other stuff as well, and so I'm going to be dropping more music.
Oh my gosh. Yay. Yes, please. Yeah, we're hungry, Matilda. Really, we need it. Mm-hmm. I was saying that let's have you say a couple words about Union, and then we'll let you go, but
oh my gosh, yeah.
I was saying that, I mean, Union, for like your first release, is just kind of extraordinary. I think I'm going to play, I'm deciding between Leroy and Old Sweet Way. I don't know if you have input on which song from Union I should play, but you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, oh my God, you want to know something really funny? Mm-hmm. I'm currently driving, and I'm looking at a sign that says Union on it.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
Dude.
So many Billboard Union crossover episode comparisons, guys.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so Union was a very different time of my life. I wrote those songs in the deepest, darkest cave of lockdown. When I was around 16 years old, I feel like. And I was a very, very different little elf then than I am now. And I have so much compassion and kindness for the person that created Union.
Yeah.
Even though it's like onions, you know, the older you get and the more you grow and change, you can look back on your art as an artist and just be like, dang, like, that's so lit that I'm great now.
Yeah, yeah. It's also so gratifying as an artist to be able to, like, appreciate and not fully relate to your old work.
Yeah.
You know, you can look back.
It's the most freeing thing.
Yeah,
ever.
And be like, wow, I don't feel this way anymore, and I am a different person than when I wrote this song, but it's a damn good song.
And that's how I feel every time I play a song off of Union or I hear anything off of Union. I mean, Jesus Christ is a little raw, I'm not gonna lie. I play that song and I'm like, damn, I'm feeling good now. But anything, you know, Union was kind of like, I got really into this idea of like finding your people in your lifetime. And I was really figuring out, like I said, similarly to what was happening in Jesus Christ. But at this point, I wasn't allowed to like see anybody because it was the depth of lockdown. And it really made me, like, I'm a very introspective person, and I really like my alone time. So I finally, for the first time, kind of had a moment to, like, evaluate what was important to me and other people. And I just was like, dang, like, who are the people that I feel the most connected to right now in my life? What do I like about my connections? What do I want to change? Like, you know, that whole thing. And it's so cheesy, but I was really into the whole like twin flame soulmate thing because
aren't we all
I was just like, you know, thinking about like how, like, and it also just like ties into the idea of reincarnation. Like, I'm very fascinated by religion and like people's ideas of that. Like, as we know, I just released a song called Jesus Christ. But I was really fascinated by like the whole idea of reincarnation and how that like plays into your romantic relationships and your platonic relationships and how, you know, you knowing people from past lives and da 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 da. So that's like really where like the title of Union came from. But the content matter of Union came from a really shitty high school relationship. I'm just gonna boil it down to that. You know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
I could make an awesome album from it.
Exactly. at least you made good art out of it. I mean, that's like, you know, what I say is I'm like, you know, this feels like shit right now, but at least I'll be able to make good art out of it.
Like, that's like the age-old artist thing, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I know Bad Blood, though. Union's a great album, and
it is.
Me and the guy are, like, homies now, so I think it's just funny to look back on that.
Good, that's good. Good, good. We got a happy ending. Well, we're so excited.
I like the homie level.
Yeah. We're so excited to hear what you come up with next, dude.
Yeah.
You got a team of WMFO supporters over here, so we'll be playing Matilda Marigolds every chance we get.
That means the most to me. Thank y'all so much for giving me the time of day on your show.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in, dude. Keep making good music.
My God. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful rest of your day.
See you too. Bye.
Bye.
So how do we? Oh, I see.
This is Leroy. I'm going to play Leroy now by Matilda Marigolds. I decided. Took me a second. In case you missed Jesus Christ, here's a little more of the sweet taste.
1, 2, 3. You're impatient, an escapist who never knows where to go. I'm evasive, complicated, but I don't let it show. What's the worst that could happen? I'd rather know now if I should let you go. 'Cause now we're just a time bomb, babe.
That was Time Bomb by Jaclyn Rowe, another lovely little duo from my hometown. I think they're from my hometown. I know them, but no, I think they're from Santa Cruz. Anyway.
Wow.
Very talented. Very, very talented. Love that song. It's a great song. I think that they just released, yep, they just released their first album. It's called Sunshine, I'm Counting on You. That was Time Bomb. It's on that album. So many good releases. Oh no, that, they just released another single too.
Wow.
Wishlist. Check it out. Very talented. The song I'm going to play next is by a person named Lily Piet, who is a Tufts student.
Really?
And she just released her first EP. It's called Tales of Butterflies. Gorgeous. I mean, it's like if Liz Phair, Elliot Smith, and Phoebe Bridgers had a baby is really what this EP is. Lily is so talented. Really incredibly unique sound. The song I'm going to play is called Pocket. It's a pretty short song. But I highly recommend that you go listen to that album with open ears. It's really beautiful, and she produced the entire thing herself in her room, and it's spectacular quality. Yeah, also, I just love listening to music and knowing that the artists are, like, really good people.
Exactly.
And so I'm giving you all my friends' music. But yeah, and then... what else? I don't want to, like, talk your ear off because we have 10 minutes. Here's what I'm going to do. After I play Pocket, a song called The Breathing Song is going to play. And it's from Samia's new album called Honey.
Samia.
Samia.
As in, yes. Big Wheel.
As in Big Wheel.
Amen.
Samia.
Let's go.
I have seen Samia live.
Wonderful.
And like three times, because there is just something about her. I can't get enough of it. Her first album came out in 2020. It was so good. I don't think I've cried as much as I've cried before. Oh, mic mishap.
Oh my.
I'll just hold it.
Guys, the mic just fell. This is so real.
I'm just
guys, everything's crumbling. Just go. Go. Pocket.
I just want to say that this album, Honey, you'll definitely be hearing more of it, but it is the most vulnerable album, I think, that has come out in the last couple years. She is, like, serving her soul on a platter. And it's kind of a sad album. She talks about, trigger warning, she talks about things, really traumatic things that have happened to her. She talks about a miscarriage that she had, and about like just healing from trauma, and it's just spectacular to hear how much of her heart she put into this album. So you're gonna hear Pocket by Lily Piet, and then you're gonna hear Breathing Song by Samia. My favorite song on the album is called Kill Her Freak Out, but there's an F word in the chorus, and WMFO doesn't like that. And then I'm going to play a song called Kiss City by Blonde Shell, and then we'll kind of...
go, 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 go!
We'll kind of be wrapping up.
I'm just a little pocket. Thank you.
Your friends were so scary. I wish you were more like them. It was just like a movie. You carried me into your room, raggedy and legs. I said, can I just sleep on the airbed? No, no, no. Drove me from the bar straight to the ER while I bled on your car. The doctor was mean, but you called him a dumbass and waited there all night. And then you said sorry, and it wasn't mine, right? No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no. I shouldn't have picked up. Your logic was giant, rendered me on my way and quiet. And I loved coming over, cause it felt like dying. And after you finished, you asked if I was crying. No, no, no. No, no, no. Sunday, shaking like crazy. Said I gotta shrink, and she said the same thing that everyone else did. And then it was silent. You said alright, am I being indicted? No, no, no. No, no, no. Said, can I ask about something? So I tried to tell him, mostly from your side. And then I stopped breathing, so we did an exercise, 4 and 6 out. Samuel, why would it matter what happened after you said no, no, no?
Hello. I interrupt this last song of ours to deliver a PSA and a story, because why not? So here we go. Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take time to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov with a capital F.
877-4-DAD.
Yes, that's 877-4-DAD-411. And this has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Take a moment, guys.
Take a moment. Also, if you're a dad, go kiss your kid on the forehead.
For real. For real. Go take them for ice cream, hot chocolate, all of the above.
Give them life advice.
Exactly. And I guess this is like another like low-key PSA, because I had like the worst time of my life today. So I basically hallucinated by... Okay, long story short, I decided to drink Do It Coffee today.
Oh no, Do It Coffee is like...
Yeah.
Letting loose a war inside your intestines.
Yeah, well, not that's not the story though. basically, I don't know what they put in there, but like,
were you just erratic?
I wasn't even erratic. Like, I was actually more tired than I was when I initially drank it. So I left. AirPods gone. AirPods gone, bro. AirPods gone. Oh, I leave. I'm standing outside of like Duick, and all the athletes are like going in after the practice.
I saw an AirPod, a single AirPod outside of Duick. Was that yours?
No, it wasn't. But okay. The lady was like, "Oh, I have an AirPod," and then she shows me an AirPod stuck to the cash register machine, and I was like, "That's not it, girl." But anyways. Don't lose your AirPods, guys. PSA number two, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't lose your headphones. Don't do it, because I walked home in silence.
Oh, it's the worst.
I wanted to die. Sorry.
Yeah, it's really... Walking around campus without music in my ears is awful. Mm-mm.
Don't do it, guys. Because
then I start listening to other people's conversations, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't need to be eavesdropping right now.
Exactly.
She said, what?
Exactly. So if you need headphones, guys... Go to Tish, borrow a pair.
Walk in silence. PSA number two, number three of the day. Do not walk around Tufts in silence.
Do not.
There are people who don't listen to music throughout the day, which is crazy to me.
Red flag.
Speaking of listening to music.
Boom. Go listen. Let's play it.
This song is called Kiss City by Blonde Shell. I hope you enjoy. Listen to the lyrics because it's so slay.
Oh.
This is Aftertaste. I'm Amalia.
I'm Erin.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We love you. Happy Sunday. Don't lose your AirPods.
Don't do it.
If you don't listen to music throughout the day, you're crazy. And this is Kiss City by Blanche.
Be a father. Bye.
I'm pretty. Did you expect something different? I bet she talks dirty like she's on a mission. Mama, I'm adjacent.